Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Just read it. Scott Alexander. What's he been up to?
Wife, kids, has his own computer software business.
Nancy Kearns.
Mother of three, successful physician, has invented a drug that may aid in the treatment of cancer.
Ah, cure for cancer. Won't they be green with envy when I trump them with this little story about my life? Fraser Crane, unattached, unemployed, and living with his father. He spends his days scrubbing his oven and is anxiously awaiting his upcoming tooth cleaning.
Now, Fraser, everyone has ups and downs. You know, for all we know, that cure for cancer didn't pan out either.
Is with me, Ashley Burgess.
It helps if I turn your mic on, doesn't it?
Okay, hey, welcome back live here on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Yes, the microphone on does help a little bit. Debbie Downer.
Yep.
I just thought you were doing the show for us here in the studio.
See, I like that. Yeah, it's a closed studio audience, and we don't even play it for anybody else. We'll just play like a loop of a commercial the whole time, and I'll never listen again.
I think I just had a setback.
A setback.
Can I add a point on my score there?
You can add 1 point.
Cool.
So that's what we're talking about, guys. If you're just now tuning in, or if you were tuned in before and you still are like, what in the heck are they talking about? We're talking about unhappiness. A lot of times people will tell you all the time, you should be more happy. Your life is great. Everything you got going on is awesome. You should be so happy. Instead, really, let's get real. I think it's more like, how unhappy should you be? How unhappy should you be? Okay?
Well, isn't that counterintuitive, though? I mean, because society right now is all about self-esteem.
Making
you should be, if you're not just cloud nine, happy all the time, well, then something's the matter with you.
Yeah, and you know what? I see their point, but you know, doesn't that usually sometimes feel like bogus? Like they're trying to sell you a bill of goods that doesn't seem to work. It's like this is instantaneous happy life in a bag. When you open it up, it's going to literally, you know, go into your like, you know, nasal passages and create this happy, happy life. We're not giving you Prozac in the water. Okay. So sometimes we go through life and sometimes life throws us curveballs. Everybody in the studio has had a curveball. Everybody listening, I know you're listening, you've had the same thing. And it's like, instead of somebody telling you how happy you should be, let's talk about how unhappy you should be. Because it's all about the things that we had that happened in our life. And that was a good question, Billy, because we've all had setbacks, losses, failures, and also breakups. And those particular situations cause unhappiness. You know, frustration, anger. And so I came up with the whole concept of the score factor, the unhappiness quotient, the Burgess unhappiness quotient. And you can change this a little bit. You can deviate just a little bit, but you really have to kind of stick to this because it's a clever idea and it really works because you can't just be willy-nilly like giving points, okay? So we're going to allot points for all these things that happen. Now, if you have a 1 score, you would have the best, happiest life. If you have 100, you're allowed to do whatever you want to because you've been through a lot of problems in your life. So we talked about earlier about setbacks. Setbacks having like stops and checks to our progress, or it could be real, roadblocks, or it could be perceived. You can add 1 point. We talked about the allotment for loss, and that would be a family member or a loved one, okay? And if, you know, they died and passed on, not that they walked out, not that they broke up with you, that's 2 points apiece. Okay, now these are for people that you remember. Okay, you had to go to the funeral. It had to matter to some degree. Failure. A failure in the context, I think, deals more with work, career, education. Like you had to quit school, or you hate your job, or you started a business and you couldn't keep going, or what have you. You didn't get that promotion. And I thought it was really cool. Tammy earlier called in and was talking about how she was very unhappy, and she was really unhappy with her job at the time. But she actually has an exit strategy. So in a few days, she's actually taking a different job. And for a lot of people have been in that bad job for years. But Tammy's actually going to make a change. But I can see how that job that she's been dealing with, for whatever reasons, with coworkers and what have you, has been, she's probably been felt like she's been held back. You know, it's been a setback, and that has probably also, consequently, had residuals in other parts of her life. And, you know, Dano, you were talking about earlier about how when you were jobless for about 6 to 8 months and how that really kind of anything else in your life was kind of decompassed. Like, it didn't work because you were over there thinking about your job the whole time and getting a job. And so that was a major setback as well. So we also talked about failure. We talked about also, I don't know if we got to this, but we talked about breakup. And I think a breakup is defined in context of an actual breakup, and it could be love or a work partnership. Okay, and those are 4 points apiece. So think about this. What about y'all? What about breakups? What about like business partners or even, you know, loves, you know?
I'm going to let Dano go first. I think you know me well enough. I'll take up the rest of the segment.
So okay, so you're already like counting points right now?
Oh,
it's 4 apiece. It's just 4 apiece, though.
4 apiece.
Well,
you know, my luck before I met the current girlfriend I'm dating, yeah. Jen. You know, my luck wasn't real good in the dating department.
Well, you know, a lot of us all have that one thing that's, you know, kind of difficult for us to do. Some people it's their health. Some people it's their work. Some people it's the love quotient.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as for me, before I met, you know, like my now wife, I was dating a girl, and you know. We were together for almost a year and a half before she broke up with me. Didn't really give me a really good explanation. She just...
Wow, a year and a half is a long time.
Yeah, we're done. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, we were together for a year and a half. Like, yeah. What's going on? You're like, okay, so that was a year and a half of my life just gone?
Yeah. So it's, you know, that's... It really kind of stinks, but, I mean, there's nothing that you can do about it, you know? You know, you can't be that person that's going to grovel back to him and go, please, 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 you know.
You're right.
Because then that makes you just look like you're weak.
Yeah, the weak word. Yeah, us humans don't want to look weak. But also, you don't want to be, like, you know, beaten down. If somebody can't give you a reason why they break up with you, come on, man. Yeah. You know, it's like, golly. But it does feel like you lost, like, a year and a half. Like, what was I doing for this last year and a half?
Right.
You know, trying to create this relationship. And then you just walk in one day and say, you don't want to do this anymore, and you're out.
Yeah, just spinning your wheels, right?
Yeah, what a waste of time. It feels like a major setback. Also, it's a breakup, so that would be 4 points, and I bet you could add a point for the setback quotient as well in that situation. And in these situations, you have to remember, a lot of times these events might color our perspective on other situations as well as future events. So breakups can cloud the judgment on other relationships, new relationships, as well as failures can create a certain perspective based upon something that happened in the past because you can get kind of scared, stressed out about taking another chance. What happens if I take this chance? What happens if I get burned? What happens if these people do the same thing that happened to me before? What happens if this woman breaks up with me the same way? What happens if I can't get this business started? I put all this money into it. I put my savings in there. What am I going to do? What if I take this risk and go back to school and don't get my career that I want to do? All these questions. So stay tuned because you know what? We're talking about the point system. We're talking about unhappiness. And you know what? We're going to find some blue skies here tonight. We're going to find some goodness. Because guess what? It's you. It's all good. And we're going to find out exactly where we should be on this unhappiness quotient. And how many points we all have here in the studio audience. So stay tuned because guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? Be back in 2 shakes.
Do you remember those IQ tests that we took?
I was sick waiting for the results.
Which we never found out, of course. Mom refused to tell us anything except that we were 2 points apart.
I knew you had the higher score.
I was convinced you did.
Well, Mom was certainly right not to tell us.
Yes, she certainly was. She knew back then that we were both too childish and competitive to handle it. You know what would be a sign of real growth, Niles?
To find out those scores right now?
Exactly. I mean, how often in life are you afforded an opportunity to discover, really, how much you've evolved?
Exactly. Dad, do you know what our IQs are?
No, but I got a pretty good idea at that auction tonight. I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.